This Missouri Net Sports Report is from the Missouri Department of Mental Health. Problem gambling is a mental health condition that can affect anyone. Keeping sports about the game helps keep the fun in competition.
Missouri Net Sports, I'm Bill Pollack. The Cardinals swept the Reds with a 5-3 win. Cincinnati gifted St. Louis 2 runs in the 8th inning with a couple of errors. Earlier in the game, Brian Torres hit his second homer in 11 games since being called up to the big leagues.
It always feels good when you can support your team and help it to get the lead and help it to win. That's all that matters.
The Cardinals are 35-28. They hold the top wild card spot in the National League. They take on the Mets in New York tomorrow. The Royals held off the Twins, taking 3 out of 4 from their division rivals with a 6-5 win. Starling Marte hit a 3-run homer. The Twins scored 4 in the 9th as Lucas Ursig came in for Beck Way, and he was finally able to shut them down. Bobby Witt Jr. left the game in the 7th with a sore knee after going 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. Matt Quatrero.
Yeah, it's just right knee soreness, you know, nothing acute, no onset, just kind of a usage, you know, and feels like it got progressively worse during the game.
The Royals will host the Rangers tomorrow. The St. Louis Battlehawks season is over. A 29-20 loss to the Louisville Kings in the UFL semifinals at the Dome. Luis Perez passed for 249 yards, 1 touchdown, and an interception, and missed on a few connections that could have changed the game.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's plays to be made, which is didn't connect for whatever reason. So, you know, that's on us. And, again, credit to Louisville. You know, it hurts, but, you know, you live and you learn.
The team lost in the first round of the playoffs for the third year in a row. In 2024, St. Louis averaged 34,300 fans per home game. That dropped this season to 23,200. Mandatory minicamp starts tomorrow for the Chiefs. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net Sports.